And I'm sure that the kids that came after us that we really paved the way for, I'm quite sure that they feel the same way. Like I said, because he made baseball, he put us close to playing real baseball. I'm talking about real baseball, that baseball that everybody else played. You know, we didn't play in the city baseball. No, we played real baseball. We played against real baseball team. We played against university. Like I said, as kids, we played against them, and we were all in high school. And we played against real baseball. I mean, the game that we knew we weren't going to win. But he wanted us to have that experience. He wanted us to have that exposure. He wanted when we went back to our regular high school baseball team, we were going to be that so much better than the regular baseball players from my experiences. And that definitely happened, like I said. And the majority of the people that played for him went on to be really, really successful in just everything because the way Bane set us up, he set us up to be confident enough to do anything and be successful at it. And that's the one part that people fail to realize about Mays as a coach, as a man, as the boss. He made sure that we understood that, you know, man, whatever you want, because see, he had this dream to build this traveling thing. He had this dream to take this thing as high as it can go. And for the most part, he made it happen. He later on even took it to another level. But he had this dream when nobody had the dream. When people talked about the dream, Michael Mayden had the dream and put it in motion. And it was as a program, we've been just as successful as any program anywhere in the country. Like I said, you see all these other programs popping up in the city of Chicago? Michael May started all of it, especially for the black players. See, the black player didn't have that outlet. He didn't have the outlet that some of our white counterparts had, where they had the facilities and all that. No, Michael May got us the facilities. We need to practice for real. Oh, we went to practice for real. Yeah, Michael Mayden had, like I said, his number one was just getting it done. He found the way. I don't know how he found the way, but he found the way. And like I said, my man. Hey, what I just feel the truth, man. You know what? You put it just came out of my soul, man. Because like I said, I'm telling you, what we accomplished, because people don't realize we accomplished something. What we accomplished all together, because we were all brand new. Nobody knew what we were doing. We didn't know what we were doing. We get on that bus, we didn't know what to expect. You know, it was a coach and 18 young men embarking on the journey. And like I said, we did it year after year, and we got better and better and better. And like I said, we got more and more talent. And like I said, I didn't know of other people going pro. But I knew we had pros. We had pros in our organization. We had pros. And we had people that swung back on major league field getting paid to do it. So I don't know about other organizations, but I know what our organization did, especially as us being black. We were all black. Like I said, you see guys out here doing it, not Radcliffe. You see, like I said, Lou doing it. You know, I love Lou. I played with Lou. Lou broke my finger. I'm around with me once again, people. Let me give you this real quick story. Now, I told you, I played long, I should have played. I played way too long. So I got to the point where I became the ultimate utility. Michael Mayden tells me the one position Michael Mayden know I hate. I pitch more every day. I play second and I play third. I didn't care. I didn't have no problem with that. You know, I didn't like catching. I didn't catch somehow. But he used to like to put me catching in the biggest game ever. We went out to Elgin, one of our first really big tournaments, went out there, and the Mets were scouting Nate Benson. So Mayden wanted Nate Benson to pitch. Nate Benson was throwing mid-90s. Michael Mayer got me out of the catch. First of all, if you saw me catch, you already knew I was serviceable. That's the only word you could use. I wasn't good. So I'm catching Nate. As long as Nate throwing it, tell me it was a strike. If Nate bounced, if Nate bounced and hit the back, that's the first game we ever played with a backstop. A real major league backstop. So, needless to say, the ball hit the backstop more times than not. And Nate broke one of my fingers too. So then we come back. This is in the beginning. This is maybe 86. Now let's bounce forward. Luger ain't go pro. Luger ain't go. Pittsburgh won't lose. Maiden's gonna pitch Luke. Now, everybody knows Luke Collier. You know Luke Collier throw 1,000. But Luke Collier throw real wild, too. He throws extremely hard, though. So, Maiden, I'm about 21, 22. So, I'm really out of the program. But I'm still hanging around because I just love baseball. And I love Maiden. It was the closest thing I was gonna get to playing Major League Baseball. So, he got me catching Lucaya. Lucaya throwing about 100, for real, about 100. So Luke throw a curveball. We in warm up. How about Luke throw me a blazing? I'm talking about fastball look like I had. It looked like somebody shot out a cannon. Hit me right in my thumb. I almost tore my thumb out the glove. I go over there and say, Coach, look at my thumb. He say, suck it up. You only got 9 innings, and as soon as you get through with that, you ain't got catch no more this year. That's how much love I had. Man, my thumb was broken. I still caught a 9-inning game with a guy throwing over 1,000. I'm gonna tell you, man, we were anybody that played for Michael Mayer, I'm telling my man, it's a long, long list. Over 40 years of ball players, man. They're all five teams, man. Coach bought the best out of you. He was definitely man, our man, man. Like I said, every accolade, everything he gets from this point forward, he deserves. You know, everything. I mean, people don't give him a lot of people do give him credit, but a lot of people don't give Coach credit. So I'm here to see, man, by far the originator, the greatest coach I ever had. The greatest. I'm gonna be honest with you, one of the greatest men I've ever known. I'm telling you, that's how I'm 51 years old, and like I said, without Mayden, I would nowhere near be the man I am today. The things he taught us were invaluable.
Chapter 11. During our road trips, some of the white parents from opposing teams looked on in disbelief. They couldn't understand how such a diverse group of players could coexist as one united family, or how they could thrive under the guidance of a black man, as their coach, who served as a mentor and father figure to all of them. But this bond was tangible, built on genuine love and mutual respect among players, whites, blacks, Hispanics, Puerto Ricans, and Asians alike. 40 years, I just can't tell it all, it's in the book. Order your copy today online at yourdiary247.us. That's yourdiary247.us.